This is a poem that journeys home along Nigerian roads. The road home begins with a prayer from the woman in the back seat, the one that refuses to give money to the beggars at the park. The road home is long and it runs and runs across busy towns and lonely villages, through express routes, flyovers and white chalk lines drawn on asphalt, through bumps and gallops and potholes the size of a small pond, and through smoke from the exhaust of heavy-duty lorries with witty slogans painted on their bodies. If they can beg, they can work. Let them work, she says, her frown daring anyone to disagree. It begins with the driver's customary trip to the petrol station to top up the fuel tank. Gist among the passengers commences on the state of the country, on the ever-rising price of onions and transport fares, and the percentages of the meager salaries being paid to civil servants. The road home runs and runs, and the vehicle is soon drowned by the silence of motion, save for the purring of the engine, occasional whooshing of overtaking cars, and the light snoring of the big man in front that paid for two seats. Penjishan Poetry Chapbook Prize. The road home yawns along and is punctuated by stops to pee and stretch cramping legs, and by the sight of the wreckage of a gruesome accident that happened the night before, accompanied by a chorus of sympathy for the victims. The road home is long and swarming with policemen that collect bribes from fuming drivers but are glaringly absent at the bends notorious for kidnapping and highway robberies. When the traffic slows, the hawkers arrive with their wares peddling bread, fried yam, boiled eggs, cold mineral / cold pure water, gala, African walnut, perfumes, toothbrush, Agbo Jedi and books on current affairs that no one reads anymore. On the opposite lane, a hawker chases an absconding vehicle for her balance to no avail, to the fascination of onlookers. As the road approaches home, phone calls are made to be picked up from the park, and the driver is hailed for a job well done. The road home is long, but it starts with prayer and ends in praise.